You're listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Yeah, and you're with Annie and Tobias and Anila on 3CR's Saturday breakfast show, Solidarity Breakfast. And we've got Katie Cawthorn from Nika on the line. G'day, Katie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, we've just been up too early. It wasn't that I'd forgotten who you were. My mind just went into a freeze. And you're the performance coordinator at Nika. And Nika, of course, is all about circus. And I actually went to the show last night that we're talking about, Proteus. And what a mind blow.
Fantastic. Yeah, isn't it? It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just fantastic. It's the, you were there watching the production be created, and you brought in people from overseas to collaborate with the students. Tell my listeners all about it, because they really need to go and buy a ticket.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So our third year graduating cohort, every year we try to get in an international director or directors to sort of open up their industry contacts and their experience of what circus can be. And so this year we contracted two directors, co-directors. They're based in Portugal. Their names are Sage Bacla-Cushman and Hugo Oliveira. And Hugo is Portuguese. Sage is from the US, and she's actually a graduate of Nika. She graduated about 15 years ago from Nika as an aerialist, and she's had an amazing career around the world. Together they have, and they met in a circus company overseas, and they now have their own company that's based in Portugal, and they do lots of collaborations. They do big sort of festival works, and then they also work with young people quite a lot as well. And so they came over. They started working with us really in about March online, as you do, and doing some workshops in the room with our third year cohort, and then they arrived in April, and they've been working since then with our students to build this mammoth work. It really is, because the cohort is so big. It's 21 students who are all unbelievably skilled and beautiful performance artists, each in their own right. So the challenge was really to give each artist a moment to themselves without making a 5-day long show.
That's the truth. That's the thing, because the skill level is so exquisite, I have to say.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And of course, they're all incredibly young and vibrant people.
Yeah.
And the thing that's so miraculous about this is, I mean, and of course, it's shocking to watch how fabulous they are. I mean, you know, you're sitting in your seat and you're thinking, oh, my God. Like, there were moments there when people did things and you thought, actually, I didn't know humans could do that.
That's the magic of circus. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. But there's much more to this because, as you said, it's a collaborative action, and the music, the set dressing, the costuming, you know, it's just fantastic. And quite clearly the emotional and human interaction with the people on stage is so beautifully timed and quite political in its understanding of the world.
Yeah, that's a really, really great observation. I think especially this cohort, they're a very, very cohesive ensemble, and they all wear their hearts on their sleeves, and you can see that in this work, and you can feel that. They very much share the story with the audience. It feels very current, doesn't it? Because you really get this experience of 21 different human beings moving through the world, having independent and individual experiences, but alongside others. And it feels like the world is a bit today. You know, we feel like we're sort of all moving forward, but quite often it feels like we're in isolation because we're the world we kind of live in now, yet we forget that we are so connected to each other. And I think seeing this on stage really resonates with people, because it is a feeling a lot of people feel at times in their life or at times in the day.
Yeah, well, tell me, I know they obviously must have started off with a whole collection of thoughts around what they wanted to express, and their abilities are almost limitless because their physicalities are so highly achieved. Like one of the things that's coming to my mind is there's sequences in it where they'll have two people working together, pushing against each other, and they have this piece of vocabulary in it where they're walking on each other's hands, like someone's walks on their hands. And then they put out their hand and they walk on their hand again. And, yes. I mean, it's such a compelling piece of vocabulary. How did they weave all this together? How did this all happen?
Well, essentially, every director works differently. But what happened in the room is Sage and Ugo brought their own vocabulary and their own vision and their own aesthetic to this piece. It's very much their aesthetic. But what they asked is the students to, I guess, offer them ideas, offer them possibilities, offer them images, sequences. And so the students would do that in the space. They spend a lot of time observing the students, training as well. And then Ugo and Sage would come in and they would kind of knit together sequences and scenes built from their observation of the students. And so it is very much a collaboration. You can't do one without the other. You know, the director cannot come in and impose ideas upon circus artists, because you really need to work very specifically with the artist's skill level, skill set, and their physical language. Because you would have noticed last night that every single artist on stage has their own individual physical language. And so it is very much a collaboration of knitting the two together.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It was absolutely mind-blowing. The other thing I have to ask you about is the music. Who did that?
Ian Moorhead, who is an unbelievable sound composer. He is very renowned, I think, in in Melbourne and in Australia. His work is so filled with depth. Like, you would have heard so many layers in the work last night. And the way
it was very emotional.
It's so emotional, isn't it? Every time I work with Ian, there'll be a piece he'll bring in and I'll just go, oh my God, my heart, it's jumping out of my chest. And the way he manages to, again, sort of sew this beautiful web together, where there's moments where a piece, you know, 10 pieces of music ago will resonate with a piece that comes much later on, and you'll hear little melodies or little moments or the same key or little motifs that will come back and forth. But each piece is so different, and it's so perfect for each sort of vignette that you see. And he just works so hard, and he's so observant when he's in the room, and brings in so many offers that it's almost immediate when Ian brings in work. I've worked with him before as a director as well, and I saw that it happened with these directors. They just would listen to what he'd created and say, oh, yes, that's it, immediately.
Wow.
I think he's just so experienced but so observant of what he's seeing in the room and what he's feeling in the room, that he's able to then, I guess, lift that and create this kind of bed for everything to sit in that's so true to the work.
Right, so it was really amazing. At the end of the piece, as usual, the performers came out and congratulated the person up the top as well as the technical staff. And I was sitting there thinking they certainly should congratulate the technical staff. The sets were a tour de force, but it was a tour de force of timing and coordination that was so beautifully worked out. So obviously you need to take your hat off to those people as well.
Yeah, it's such a big team, and it's so fantastic, you know, even doing this today, that is recognised, because it doesn't, you know, it's not just the performers you see on stage, and it's not just the directors that are bringing this show to life. It's a huge team that bring a show like this to life, and you know, we see it all the time, but everyone has had such huge amounts of input into it, and they really do, you know, you give so much of yourself to work like this, and it really only comes together so magically, as you say, with the timing, when everyone is on the same page. And it really is such a beautiful collaboration, this sort of work.
Well, this show, Proteus, is going to be on to the 28th of June. And can you tell my listeners how they really could get a ticket? They really need to go and buy a ticket and go and see it.
I totally agree. Just getting onto our website, nika.com.au, and you'll be able to go to where the current shows that are up, which is Proteus.
Oh, is that how you say it? Proteus.
Yes, I know. I said to the directors, Australians are going to call it Proteus. So we get multiple.
I always get it wrong.
Interpretations, but often our names, often the titles of our shows at NICA are quite difficult to
work out. What does it mean? I mean, I imagine it to be that beautiful flower, the Proteus, but it's not, is it?
It's Greek. That's what I initially thought. Proteus is it's a Roman or an ancient mythological god, or a mythological figure. And there was often a lot of shape-shifting in this mythological figure, which you can see how that sort of integrates into this idea within the show with shift shapes and shift scenes so seamlessly all the time with those boxes. It's this kind of movement from one thing to the next. Easily get online, nika.com.au. You'll be easily able to, well, I don't know about easily actually, but you should be able to.
Yeah, maybe it's booked out. I wouldn't be surprised.
There'll definitely be a couple of shows next week that are booked out already. Once we opened on Wednesday night, the seats really do start to go off sale. So definitely get in as quick as you can. We have our final show for the week tonight, and then Tuesday, they've been working so hard, they've got a couple of days off. And then we come back again on Tuesday next week, and we've got a full week of shows. And next Saturday, we've got a matinee as well as an evening show to close the season. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us this morning, Katie.
Pleasure, thank you for having me.
Bye.
I've already grabbed my ticket. You're listening to 3CR
Community Radio,
855 AM.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.